Punic Necropolis. Starting in the second half of the 6th century BC, the City of the Dead underwent considerable architectural and ritual transformations. 14 collective tombs with underground chambers emerge, in which inhumation becomes the predominant funerary rite, with entire bodies laid to rest in rooms reserved for ruling families. The tombs, square or rectangular, in plan and accessible via stepped corridors, are supported by central pillars, if large, and have sarcophagi and niches carved into the walls. Each burial, for entire generations, was accompanied by a funerary outfit consisting of tableware and personal objects. The Punic necropolis also consists of a large area of deep pit single burials, in which the rite of semi-combustion is evidenced. We can then notice an area dedicated to infants, in which commercial amphorae, called enchitrismoi, were used as small coffins and finally a nucleus of burial urns, also deposited inside the hypogee. In the Neo-Punic period, indeed from the 3rd century BC onwards, there has been a return to the rite of integral incineration.